Welcome, welcome to the Why Are We Even Together podcast. And it's me, your host again, Cece, back again with another one. And today we're gonna do a movie, a film, and I'm doing a little something different because it's something that you can't stream. It's something that you have to go to the movies for or wait on HBO like in a few months and then they'll stream it. Or you know what? On Peacock, I think that you can actually watch it, but you have to get like the subscription, like the special subscription that isn't for free. But before I get into it or anything else, today's episode is going to be on Halloween Kills. Hello, everybody. Like I said, I'm doing Halloween Kills today, and I apologize already for the background music for the Halloween Kills because I really wish that I could just do the usual Halloween background music, but you know, copyright. So anyways, this is a 2021 film. This movie literally just came out like October 15th, so it's pretty fresh. Like I said, you can catch it streaming on Peacock if you have that subscription. However, it is in the movies right now, currently. It's about an hour and 50 minutes long. It's an hour and 46 minutes long. It is a horror/thriller, in case you did not know. Now, this is going to be for one of those horror buffs, possibly, in case, like, you know, because if you haven't seen Halloween, then I don't think this is really going to do that much for you. But you really don't. I would say that this is really going to help the people who have watched all of the Halloweens up until now. Because I'm going to say that I did not watch the last Halloweens. Like, I didn't see the last Halloween, like the one right before this one. I'm pretty sure I didn't because I was completely lost in this film. Not completely, like, you know, you get the gist of what's going on, but it's like you're literally in the middle of a story right now. Like, you're in the middle of something that's going on, of all of this drama and all of the scary stuff that's happening. So, where should I begin? I mean, I guess at the beginning of this movie, right? So, as usual, Jamie Lee Curtis is in this, and we see her, she's actually injured. I guess we were catching them after they had interacted with Jason, I guess, in the last movie. Did I say Jason? It is Jason, right? Oh my god. Michael. I am so sorry, everybody. Michael. This is not Friday the 13th, but anyway. They just interacted with Michael, and I believe that at the end of the last film, they killed him. They burned him, like, you know, alive, you know, and so he should be dead, quote unquote. So he is, like, apparently supposed to be not in the picture. Jamie Lee Curtis is really excited, even though she's in the hospital, like, recovering from this wound on her stomach. But she's like, we finally got him. We finally killed him. And it's Jamie Lee. And her daughter and her granddaughter. And I guess, like, you know, her granddaughter is like old enough to be like a young adult, I suppose, or maybe like a high schooler. I believe she might be 16, possibly. I'm not sure. They didn't really get too much into that because this was just all about Halloween Kills. So the movie starts out where there are these random people, like this two couple, in a bar. You know, it's Halloween and they're at like a karaoke bar, I believe. And one of the people go up, this random person, but apparently, ooh, surprise, surprise, he's not too random because he apparently was one of the little kids who interacted with Michael at, like, I think in the first movie when Jamie Lee was the babysitter. He was the little boy that was being terrorized with Jamie Lee by Michael in the first film. So they're really trying to bring it all back. They're trying to bring it in full circle. But honestly, I don't know. I feel like this probably isn't going to be the last film, honestly. It didn't really feel like a huge ending, but we shall see. Anyway, I don't want to spoil it too much. I don't want to get too much into it. However, I'm just going to tell you basically the basis of this film. Like I said, it's like right in the middle of drama, like right in the middle, like right after they have recently killed Michael. We're at this bar, like I said. And also, anyway, I'm sorry. I like went all over the place. So the little boy who was the person that Jamie Lee was you know, babysitting earlier, like all the way back in the day. He's like a grown man now. He's all older now. And he like mentions a story about Michael. He's like, today is like Michael, you know, and this is like a salute to all the people who were terrorized by him and all the people who are surviving and blah, 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 blah. And I think they say like something like terror ends tonight or horror ends tonight, something like that. So he really like has this whole like bar rallying with him saying like, you know, like let's have a moment of silence for these people, blah, 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 blah. Can't really be too mad at that. So anyway, these people, like while they're at the bar, a news channel comes up with breaking news like on the TV, and it says that there's like these attacks going on. There are these like people are being attacked, and while this is going on, it switches over to like people being attacked, you know, Michael killing people, and you know, stuff around that. So it's like basically three storylines. There's a Jamie Lee Curtis where she's in the hospital with her family. There are the people who were recent survivors, were like past survivors of Michael, who are in the bar, and they're like, wow, like this is going on, we have to go out. And so they immediately want to go out and investigate because they're like, that's Michael, we have to go and we have to kill them. They're taking like matters into their own hands because they don't believe in the police, I guess. I guess they think that the police have failed them so much. And we find that out because later on in the scene, when they're actually at the hospital, Jamie, like where Jamie Lee Curtis is, she really, really believes that Michael's going to come after her, you know, because he always usually does. She's like, he's going to be at the hospital, he's going to come. So when the boy who was, you know, one of the victims or whatever from Michael in the past, he's like at the hospital, like there's all these people freaking out because like every 5 seconds there's like a new body from Michael terrorizing or killing them, you know. There's like all of these injured people in the hospital. The hospital is like going crazy tonight. And so the man like is like rallies everybody, like he kind of talks down to like the police and the like the chief or the sheriffs, and I'm like, you're just gonna let him do that? Okay. They're like, you guys failed us for the last time. We're going to leave it to us. Terror ends tonight. And he, like, leads, like, basically, he creates this mob, you know, in this hospital. And they're like, you know, terror ends tonight. Terror ends tonight. And they think that, like, you know, Michael's going to be coming. And so there's this random, like, inmate from, like, I guess the psych institute or whatever who recently escaped or something like that. Something along with him. But anyway, he's randomly out in the streets and people think that he's Michael, even though he doesn't really look that much like Michael. He's not even wearing a mask. You know, he has like stringy hair, but that's about it. But they really think that it's Michael. And all these people who are now a mob at this hospital are chasing down this man. And the daughter of Jamie Lee, she's like, I know that this is not you. I know you're not him. You know, she tries to help him out, tries to save him because this mob is just like actually crazy. And like, they're like, you know, and the man, the quote-unquote victim guy, is, like, leading him and trying to get everybody to kill him because, like, terror ends tonight, quote-unquote. So the mob ends up chasing him. They're, like, on all sides trying to get at him. And, like, he's in this room. He trapped himself into this room or this hallway. And so he ends up going out the window and killing himself. And all these people are like, wow, like, you know, they realize after he killed himself, like, on the ground when you see his body. It's pretty gory, so I will give Halloween that. He's on the ground and people are like, oh, this isn't Michael at all. Oh, this isn't him. And the guy who was the victim, he's like, I'm sorry, you know, like, you know, I still want to help. I do want to help. Blah, 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 blah. I was wrong for that. I still want to help. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. It, like, really felt like they were making a point of, like, people in society are crazy. And, you know, they're going to be mobs and stuff like that. They're going to take things in their own hand and them killing everybody else or another person who really is innocent kind of thing. It felt like they were trying to make a point. So it was like, you know, that's cute. But anyway, Anthony Michael Hall is in this. He plays the little annoying boy, I think, who's like the little annoying boy, the victim, who's like, oh, terror ends tonight. I think he does. I don't know. Can't remember. But in any case, it like, so after like the boy, after the inmate guy dies, they're all trying to look for Michael. And so they all go out trying to look for Michael. They eventually find Michael. You know, there's all this drama. They're like, oh, he's trying to go back home. They realize he's trying to go back home. Like slowly throughout these things, like you see like, you see a couple of people who are being injured. Like I said, in the hospital, there's a whole bunch of, like, people who, like, bodies and people who are injured. But, like, in reality, in the movie, we only see about, like, three people that he kind of torments or kills or whatever. So, you know, it's something. But they figure out, big surprise, Michael's trying to go back home. So they go and find him at home or whatever. Stuff happens. But the people end up, like, you know, finding him in the middle of the street. And they all circle him and they all have bats. And they're all, like, taking justice in their own hands. And they're all slowly, and they're all, like, beating him, like, in a circle. Like, you know, like a gang gang killing. I don't know. I was going to say a gang bang, but that's definitely not what I was trying to say. No, like he's being jumped. That's what I meant. Yeah, like he's being jumped. So, like, they're, like, all, like, you know, circling Michael, and they're all, like, trying to kill him. And I guess they kind of succeed in injuring him or killing him, possibly. You know, with these films, with Halloween, we all know that Michael never really dies. So, we shall see in regards to that. But, yeah, that's basically the film. And you can see how, like, fast it took me to really get through this, because it really wasn't much of a film to me, sad to say. Number one, Jamie Lee Curtis, you think that she's going to be out there doing stuff. She's literally only in the hospital room. That's it. It's like she doesn't get out of the hospital room. She's just injured. She's talking about Michael and, like, it's ending. And now she's like, oh, it's not ending. I'm going to go and do something. And she's about to get up and go do something and, like, you know, and fight and find Michael. But it's like, she doesn't, like, you know, they never get that far. It's, and I'm like, why are they gonna do Jamie Lee Curtis like that? It's not like she's, like, too old to, like, do active stuff. Like, she could have been, like, encountering Michael too. But in any case, it really just, I didn't like the movie. Like, you know, I really like gore. I love gore, and they did a pretty good job with it, but it just really just felt like it really was, like, a slasher film instead of, like, a quality film. And for it to be Halloween Kills, I really thought that if they're going to come out with a new Halloween now, all this time, surely it's going to be good. Surely it's either going to be a wrap-up. Surely it's going to... And I'm like, Jamie Lee Curtis is in this. Surely she's not going to want to do anything that's trash. But it's like, I'm not going to say it was trash, but it was very, like, not that great. It really wasn't. I mean, it gave you what you wanted to see. I mean, it gave you slasher. It gave you, like, you know, people dying. So there's that. And, you know, Jason definitely doesn't. Jason. Michael definitely doesn't discriminate in who he kills. Let's just say that right now. But, yeah, it just really, it really wasn't much to say. Jamie Lee Curtis, her granddaughter, she is, like, you know, being a stupid child. And she's like, I want to fight him. I want to go out and be with a group of people who are looking for Michael. We have to find him. We have to fight him. So, and obviously the mother hates this. She's like, just stay in the hotel. Stay in the hospital room. Just stay here. But, you know, she doesn't. She leaves. And so the daughter kind of is annoying as well. But, yeah, they're just, honestly, I guess I didn't like it because there wasn't really any likable character, whereas you want to like Jamie Lee Curtis, however, she doesn't really do anything to get you to really like her or to dislike her. It just is what it is. She's just in the hospital room, and it's like they only cast her just to say that Jamie Lee Curtis is in the movie. And I'm like, okay, that's, like, disservicing everybody and all the fans, but whatever. But yeah, I really didn't, it really wasn't that much. The atmosphere of it, you definitely felt like you were in the world of Halloween. Like, you know, everybody was dying. Everybody's freaking out. The cast has Jamie Lee and Anthony Michael Hall, so you think it's going to be great. And, I mean, it just, it was all right. It was all right. Wait, was Anthony Michael Hall in this? I think so. I thought I saw him in this. See, that's how not that great it was. But, yeah, yeah, if I had to rate it, I mean, I really thought it was kind of disappointing, honestly. 5 is where it's like an average film, but honestly, I didn't really like it. I mean, I would give it a 4, meaning that it was not as good as your average film. However, the gore did do something. It did do something. It kept me watching. The people kept making me not want to watch it. Like, the personalities were just so unbearable. But the gore kind of kept me watching it. It was definitely interesting. But I kept checking my phone to see when this was over. So there's that. However, it has been a minute since I actually went into a movie theater and, like, wasn't able to pause and, like, leave and give myself a break from this long hour, 2-hour movie. But I would say if I, you know, to give it a try, I wouldn't put my money on it, but because it's Halloween, Like the whole saga, and it is like in the spirit of Halloween. Maybe give it a shot, give it a try, give Jamie Lee Curtis a little bit of money. But honestly, I would wait. I would definitely wait to stream it. But if you want to have something fun, if you want to go out and like actually see a movie, like in like the movie theaters, like I said, in the spirit of Halloween. I mean, this is a good one to watch because I mean, like, there's gore, there is that, and you could always leave if you really want to. Oh my gosh, this is my review on this. I feel so bad because I really love like the Halloween like series, you know, I love that whole thing, and it's just this was kind of disappointing, you know? And I really really like Jamie Lee Curtis, and I'm like, I'll give it a 5, I'll give it a 4 point, I'll give it a 4.8. I'm gonna do that. I'll give it a 4.8. You can't catch it streaming anywhere, not yet, except for on Peacock, but you gotta pay for that. But you know, we all pay for something, I suppose. But I hope that this helped you out. I hope that this gave you a good idea of whether or not to watch this or not. I don't want you to not watch it just based on my opinion. I hope that I actually did give you something. It just wasn't, the storyline just wasn't really there for me. However, if I had watched the last one, I feel like I might have felt differently. Because most of the time I'm trying to catch up and like trying to get back into this world. I feel like if you had seen the last one like recently, then it's easy for you to put yourself in that world. It took me a minute to implement myself and to get into like, okay, everything's chaotic right now. Everything's crazy and everything's scary. You know, it took me a second. But if I had seen the film before it, I think maybe I would have felt differently. So give it a shot or don't, but let me know how you feel. It is like, you know, COVID-ish time, so, you know, maybe don't go out. But, I mean, it is your prerogative, like we all know, like in the film. So, I hope this helped. Like I said, let me know if it did not, and I will do a different movie because I definitely wanted to give you guys, like, you know, something that you could actually go out and see if you did want to see it for this Halloween season. But, yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening and sticking it through the episode. I hope that it helped you out. I really want to try to get this like short and sweet, but I think I went on a little long because I'm just like really disappointed in the movie. But and as I keep trying to like justify it, but I'm like, is there anything good that I liked other than the gore? Not really, no. And like, yeah, anyway. And I really didn't want, like, him to kill the people that he did kill. Like, they were kind of likable characters, sort of. And it's just like, dang, I guess they really wanted us to hate Michael at this point, though. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope this helped you out. I think I'm also going to do a movie coming up. The next episode is probably going to be another horror movie. Or maybe a show, because I do have a couple of those under my belts as well. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. Always email me at whyarewetogether@gmail.com. Let me know how you felt about it. Let me know if you did actually go and see the movie and how it did for you. What was your opinion? Are you a horror buff? And if so, what was your thoughts? I would love to hear it. I would love to know, and I would love to get your suggestions as always and as usual. But yes, keep a heads up for me. Like every Monday, 4:30, you'll catch me on Untethered Radio. So watch out for me there. And I hope that you listen for the next one because it's going to be coming up real soon. But until then, why are we even together? Because it's an amazing podcast and Halloween kills. Okay. Okay. Bye, guys.